It's Friday, March 15th, 2013, and welcome to episode 147 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom.
And I'm Cindy Rich.
Well, welcome to the spring edition of Tech Talk for Teachers, the show about teaching and learning with technology. So it's spring break here, so what are we doing here?
It is spring break, and everyone else is gone, and we're here. What is wrong with this picture?
I'm not sure, but we're here for you, so we've got another good show for you this time. This time, in the news this week, I want to talk a little bit about how social media is affecting all aspects of our society, including the Catholic Church this week.
That's right. Yesterday was a big day. I spent much of my day on working and also staying in touch with what was going on the computer.
Following along with the news, so it's definitely impacting the way I get my news. And also want to talk this time a little bit about some of our technology picks. So later in the show, we'll do our technology picks of the week, or in this case, I'm going to have a technology unpick.
Intriguing.
So wait along for that, and we'll share what I'm going to unpick this week. So here we go. Up first today, we'll have a little discussion here about some of the ways that we're getting our news. And since this is spring break here at Eastern Illinois University, a little bit more laid back this week.
That's right. We're going to wing it.
Yeah. So no students around, and it's been very, very quiet. So we've been tackling some projects that we've been putting off for a little bit and having a little bit of heads down time, I think, both of us.
Right. And it's nice to have an opportunity every once in a while to not have those outside distractions and things going on, but it is awful quiet.
Yeah, and it's hard to adjust. So we definitely miss the students this week.
We do.
One of the big items in the news this week was the Catholic Church, and they have announced the new Pope.
That's right. We have new Pope Francis.
And how did you find out about it? You said you were following along.
Oh, this is so funny because it does show a change in how we do everything. I mean, every component of our lives now, because we've talked before about satellite radio. Mm-hmm. I've discovered a Catholic channel on satellite radio. So while I'm driving, I listened to that to hear what was happening. But I kept my Twitter feed up all day and was watching and getting updates on that. And they were watching for the smoke in the afternoon. And immediately, several news agencies announced.
That's how I found out about it. I usually have my Twitter stream up on my computer off to the side and in the background. And then I was just thinking about the juxtaposition between, okay, here we have black smoke and white smoke signals. Right. And with the modern, social media, the Twitters, the Facebooks. And
right.
Things.
And so, the news broke on Twitter. I immediately went to CNN to watch streaming on my computer. And at first, it was taking a long time to come up, and I was like, oh, son of a gun, I hope it doesn't crash or something like that. But eventually it came up, and so I was able to watch the streaming video in a small window. Then when it came, whenever he made his appearance, I opened it full screen so I could watch and that. But, yeah, you do have this conflicting...
The modern meets the traditional.
Right, just the ways that we do things. And my son and I were talking about that, too, because he said he heard someone comment that why don't they just have, sort of a memo board or something that just tells everybody instead of doing the smoke and that. Mm-hmm. But I think that shows how we want to and we need to hang on to our traditions as we move in and merge these two. And, there are a couple of the cardinals that I follow on Twitter and have blogs and things. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny to see this transition.
It's definitely a transformation. And, different people feel a little bit different about whether the transmit, some will say we need to modernize. Mm-hmm. Some will say, the church is steeped in that tradition, so we need to hang on to that. So it's going to be interesting seeing, with the new Pope scene.
It is. And, you know, he already has his Twitter account going and all of those things.
I saw that, and I think I was talking to you, and you'd mentioned, you know, he's not the one doing the tweeting, but he has a secretary.
Right. And so I don't know if he dictates to the secretary what to say or how exactly that process works.
But, you know, President Obama also has the Twitter account.
And, you know, I saw something on the news on that line. They were talking about a new book coming out by George H. Bush, President George H. Bush. And it was his letters. And I was like, wow, there's another contradiction because we have now where we tend not to write letters. We do it on email and things like that. And he still takes pride in his handwritten letters and all of that. And so that's another, you know, we have sort of these lost arts in society.
Right. And it definitely, as far as the teaching and learning aspect of it, it definitely affects the way that we think, because I came along at a time when we were transitioning, you know, from the handwriting to computers and typing. And I used to have to handwrite out my papers and things before I would type them, because it was just a different mental process. Of course, I've adapted well since then, being able to make that transition. But I know a lot of writers, especially quote-unquote old-timers, they will still write out, you know, handwritten notes and have a secretary transcribe some of that.
And, you know, at least I think I was much more aware of spelling and grammar and things like that when I hand wrote.
It slows you down.
Right.
I mean, I can type much faster than I can write.
Right.
And I've heard many writers say, I need that time to think. And they will put a lot of thought into that one sentence and get it right the first time, versus like a word processor, just put something down, we'll come back and I'll, you know, correct
exactly
later.
Yeah, so. And you don't have spell check doing it for you and all of those things. So yeah, it's just the different styles we have, I think, too. I still print papers out if I have something I want to read and highlight and really give my full attention. I print it out and hold a piece of paper in my hand, and I don't know if I'll ever stop that.
I find myself doing the same thing, but with the tablets, with the iPads, and some of the new Windows 8 tablets coming out. Again, it's kind of that tradition and those habits, you know, those habits that we've had in the past. All of the new content's definitely going the digital route.
Right.
So the other thing in the news this week regarding some hacking, I don't know if we talked about this last time or not, but the Twitter actually had a hacking incident where the hackers were able to get a hold of some passwords, and also Evernote, which is the you know, the notebook software, which a lot of people use. It's very similar to OneNote, which is what I use. But Evernote's a cloud service out there that a lot of people essentially treat as like an extra brain. It's just this catch-all. If you find something, you put it in your Evernote.
Sure.
And it's a little bit scary thinking that some of our information might be out there and be compromised. And
or that
might...
someone can manipulate what we have out there, that to something we think is safe out there could be deleted or replaced with something else.
So again, you know, talking about tradition and moving modern, and now we're moving from the traditional, we went from mainframe computers to personal computers, and now cloud computing, that evolution's occurring, and there's some things that we're working out, so...
Well, and on the news, they were talking as well about some of the credit reports and personal information that's been released online for Michelle Obama and celebrities and different people, that, you know, by a hacker group. And just to show, you know, we do need to be careful.
Right. And a lot of people used Evernote for that reason. They'll put like a credit card in there, or like their receipts and everything scan, or take a picture with your cell phone and just, you know, dump all that information in there. It's a collection of our lives. So just wanted to, you know, just give you an update on where we're at. As I said, we're enjoying spring break this time. So we'll move on now and go to our technology unpicks of the week. My technology unpick of the week this week is Google Reader.
No!
And wait for it, iGoogle.
No!
So I told you I might surprise you.
You did, and not in a happy way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Tom, say it isn't so.
Unfortunately, I think it's so. After our last episode, this is going to be the third strike. We talked about TweetDeck and Google Reader. You know, wouldn't have about keeping up with the technology, and both you and I use those.
Sure.
TweetDeck is also going to be retired.
Son of a gun.
So these services, cloud services, they come and go. They're all free.
Now, are they just going away forever? Or are they teasing us because they're going to give us something better?
Well, we will have to wait and see.
You're supposed to know these things.
I will provide the links in the show notes, but Google is outright saying it's gone. And Google Reader, I believe, is going in July 1st of this year. So like 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
And iGoogle, you got a little bit more time, November.
Oh.
So that gives you a little bit of time to find an
to
alternative.
To start my petition and my... Yeah. Striking and, you know, yeah. Public
so
outrage.
I was following along, you know, talking about Twitter and the news and things, and Twitter just lit up whenever Google made that announcement about Google Reader, because the tech community relies on that a lot to
sure.
get the news.
You would think that would just fuel the need for something new, and they're teasing us.
Yeah, well, there's plenty. You know, some people are starting petitions and things. Like, mm-hmm. Google, please don't shut this down. The same thing happened to us. I don't remember, probably 6 months ago. I was concerned about losing FeedBurner.
Right. I remember.
You know, that's another Google-owned property, and that's what we use to for our podcast.
Right,
to share our podcast out there. We use FeedBurner for that. So, you know, as things evolve, you know, kind of this evolution show, I guess, here today, things do change, and those were free services. Google's not making any money, and they are business, so they need to make money to continue. But I know in the ed tech circles, like I said, in Twitter, everybody was really kind of just up in arms, and you know, like I said, I've been seeing some petitions and things too, you know, please don't shut this down, and there'll be other alternatives, you know. We will get by. The sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh, but still, dang, they just reel us in and let us go, don't they? As long, you know, surely they'll never get rid of the Google Doodle, right?
Well.
Oh.
I don't know. There's going to be, Google's kind of restructuring their businesses and things, so they've been kind of cleaning up here over the past year. So I think there might be a few more shoes to drop. We'll see.
It'll be interesting. I know yesterday I have a Droid Razor mm-hmm. phone, and there was an update, and there were several Google components that were updated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if that's, you know, part yeah. of the big plan of the, yeah. the transitional phases.
So they're kind of doing their own spring cleaning, I guess.
They are.
So I'll turn it over to you for your technology pick, and we actually kind of have something here to share, another new learning experience.
That's right. I am sort of, you know, taking off the childproof wrapping, I suppose we'll call it, on the Surface, yeah. Microsoft Surface, and adjusting to a brand new system. And boy, as much as I think I'm tech savvy, I get a new, you know, tool in my hand, and there really is that learning curve.
Oh yeah,
everything.
We're starting from scratch. The Surface Pro you have there in front of you is essentially a full size PC or a PC in a tablet form factor.
And it is awesome. It's an awesome machine. It just feels different.
It's a new
looks a little bit different.
Yeah. We'll provide a link in the show notes out there, but we're just starting to kick the tires on the Surface Pro devices. And it offers the benefit of being 100% Windows, although it is Windows 8.
It is. And so it's got the tiles and a different look about it.
Yeah.
But I like how I can transition to the desktop
yeah.
and swing back and forth that way. It's been interesting. It, like I said, I guess I just went in a little too cocky thinking that I was just going to be able to use this mm-hmm. and not have to think about every move. Mm-hmm. And I do. And it's mm-hmm. taking me, and a couple times I almost put it down and went mm-hmm. back to my old machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, this is the only way I'm going to learn how to use it
right.
is by doing this. And so, you know, it's not like going straight from a tablet to this. It's not like going straight from a desktop mm-hmm. to this. It's that merging of the
right.
two worlds. And so, you know, it does have a little bit of a different
right.
feel, but so far I'm very impressed.
Right, and we just got these in a couple of days ago, so they literally are brand new and we're getting accustomed to it. If you had, which I don't think you had, I had Windows 8 previous experience. I've been using Windows 8 for a year and a half
right.
since the early beta versions. So I was very familiar with the operating system, and the touch interface is just absolutely fantastic. And it's got a Core i5 processor, so it's extremely fast. We're able to do all of the normal things that a regular PC, and I I kind of just pause and say, this is, you know, this is a PC. It's got the detachable keyboards that we have with them. So we've got the kind of the best of both worlds here with doing it. But it is good, I think, for us as teachers to experience that new learning experience from time to time.
It is. And, you know, I work with teachers, and many of the teachers I work with have PC mm-hmm. systems and that. But sometimes I do run into schools that are using Macs. And so I like it that I can work mm-hmm. on multiple platforms mm-hmm. and make that transition. And it's good to model that for the teachers that we and students that we work with. And so this we need to put ourselves out on the edge a little bit every once in a while, too.
Right. So we're really enjoying these. As I said, spring break, we've got a little bit of time here to learn a little bit quicker, I think, with them. We've had a little bit more time. So we'll be keeping you posted, and we're starting to work on some videos. Cindy and I have talked about in the podcast, you know, the audio is good for a lot of things, but sometimes, you know, those pictures and videos are needed to
That's
help
right.
explain some of these things. So we'll be sharing our experiences with you in future episodes.
Our growing pains. Mm-hmm.
That wraps it up for episode 147 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom
and Cindy Rich.
Keep on learning.